What size coffee would you like?
We are currently at the Rosa F. Keller Library and Community Center, and that is at the intersection of Broad and Fountain Blue and Napoleon, right at the apex there.
It's a modern-looking building, sleek and rectangular. Inside, people swing through glass doors into the library or the cafe that just opened. This is Emily Wolf.
I'm the director of community programming for the Broadmoor neighborhood and for Wilson School. And so I coordinate and spearhead our vision of an education corridor.
Which is an idea Broadmoor's residents invented. You see, back in 2010, Broadmoor voted to make their neighborhood into an improvement district. So now, each year, all homeowners pay a $100 parcel fee, which pays for things like a community social worker. About 1 in 7 of Broadmoor's residents live in poverty, and rather than, say, hire a surveillance truck to roam the neighborhood, Broadmoor wanted to attack inequality proactively. So they built a hub, a place where people can learn the things they want to learn. This take charge attitude is nothing new for Broadmoor, which was badly flooded when the levees failed. When the Bring New Orleans Back Commission recommended the neighborhood be turned into a drainage park, represented by a green dot on city planning maps, the residents said, uh-uh.
That absolutely will not be the future of our neighborhood, and in fact, we know best what it is that we need and that we want for our community, and we're going to shape that together. So that's the irony behind what now stands today as the Green Dot Cafe.
Green Dot Cafe opened last month, and like nearly everything in Broadmoor's education corridor, the cafe is part of a partnership.
When our students graduate from Cafe Hope and we don't have a job to place them in immediately, sometimes we lose them.
Melissa Martin is the executive chef and culinary director at Cafe Hope, a farm-to-table restaurant in Marrero that trains at-risk youth in financial literacy, nutrition, sustainability, and even reading through restaurant internships.
With this space, we're teaching them a whole new level of skills. So we're teaching them to be baristas, and we're teaching them to do counter space. So then it opens up more opportunities, not just being a prep cook. You know, it's a means to an end. This doesn't have to be your career.
But it can be, say, a way to put yourself through college. The Broadmoor Education Corridor, and I mean this, thinks about education broadly. Education as in coaching, training, and opportunity, says Emily Wolf.
We see that as spanning from birth through old age.
The variety of classes in the corridor is dizzying. At Wilson Charter, long after school has been dismissed, girls in leotards from schools all over the city, coupe and passe in a ballet class sponsored by the New Orleans Ballet Association. Upstairs in the gym, about a dozen boys warm up for basketball practice, coached by a very dedicated volunteer. Seventh grader Elton Newman lives a few blocks away and says these basketball classes help him follow his dream.
It means something very important to me because, like, I'm not just, like, going to sit at home and just play the game all day and, like, don't do nothing. Like, I can at least have something to do and make myself more better.
So how do we make juice? Can you tell me about it?
Saturday morning, back at the Rosa F. Keller Community Center, a room full of kids learn how to make fruit kebabs in a cooking class led by the Tulane School of Culinary Medicine.
What is the name of the national anthem?
Down the hall, the citizenship class is meeting. Graziella DeYardi from Venezuela quizzes Vi Tran from Vietnam for their upcoming citizenship interview.
Why does the flag have 13 stripes?
Because they have 13 original colonies.
Here's just a sampling of other classes offered in Broadmoor's education corridor. Cooking on a tight budget, yoga for senior citizens, quilting, Zumba, story time for babies, and a spoken word workshop. Broadmoor wants people to stay engaged and active. James Myers, who takes his son to basketball, puts it like this.
Active or hanging out on the street, which one you want?
For WWNO, I'm Eve Abrams.